It doesn't really matter. It's not important. I just really need to point out how I hate hearing him breathe. Like out of breath. Oh my God. He's like, you know, yes. I'm like, oh,
I do know exactly what you're talking about.
Hi, everyone. This is Carmen.
And Christina.
And you're listening to Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we watch the telenovelas of our childhood and talk shit about them.
And also recap the episodes.
Damn, I always forget that part.
I feel like it's implied.
No. Okay, we mostly recap the episodes and talk shit about them. Mostly, we do. I don't know why I said mostly.
Because it's mostly a recap with some little shit sprinkled
in. Yeah, true.
Yes, and we're watching Teresa, and if you're new, like you're just listening to the episode, you have to start from the beginning, unless you like know the telenovela for some reason really well.
Like you're an expert on Teresa.
Like you also just finished episode 75, because that's what we're talking about today.
Yes, episode 75, almost to 80.
Look at us.
Wow.
Yeah, almost to 80.
Mm-hmm.
There's 150, right?
Christ. Yes. I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? We're making some progress. We are.
Yeah.
Pushing through.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say pushing through because I enjoy watching it, but
actually it's a blast. It's so fun. Yeah. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I had the intention of being the one to take the notes today and then I couldn't. So.
I fucking knew it. When you said you were going to take notes, that I was going to end up taking notes.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm
you know
doing
why?
The next,
because you
like,
left it to the last
sure.
minute.
Yes.
I did. But
yes.
I'm still more feeling available to watch it and take notes.
That is true, yeah.
It's fine. Although it is nice to watch and just watch it without taking notes.
I promise you that. I'm gonna do the next
I don't
two.
Want you to promise me because I don't believe
I'm
you.
I'm promising. You're right. My promises mean nothing, but I'm promising. Don't roll your eyes at me. Where's Milo?
Okay, anyway, he's busy eating a treat right now. One of those bone thingies that takes him forever to chew.
Oh, okay.
So he's going to leave me alone for a while. All right, I have a summary.
Okay, give it to us. Lay it on us.
Okay, so in this episode, Mariano reveals the truth to Aida about her horrible father.
Yes, okay.
Teresa and the profe make up again.
Ugh, yeah, they're gonna start fresh this time
after the 50th time. Par de tóxicos. Aurora and Martin take their relationship to a horizontal level.
Good one.
I was gonna say to another level, but then I'm like, wait, horizontal.
it was good.
And Ruben confronts Mariano. I think that's the main thing.
Yeah, no, perfect. Yeah,
okay, so we begin where we left off in episode 74.
Teresa's like, yes, I slept with Mariano.
Yeah, but she doesn't say it like that because the way you said it sounds like she's saying it like mad. She's crying.
Sorry, you're right. She's crying a lot. Yeah.
She's trying to convince the profe
that she does really love him, which she doesn't. He doesn't know that.
No. So as soon as she says the truth about Mariano, the profe blows up. He manhandles Teresa and he starts yelling at her. Why didn't you tell me the truth?
What do you mean? Why?
I was like.
And then she says exactly what we're thinking. We were thinking because look at you. And she's like, because I was scared because of you, actually.
She says, it's your fault I didn't tell you the truth. Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah. He's manhandling her. He's yelling at her. Yeah. Of course she didn't want to say anything.
And then he still has the
audacity
to act surprised.
Yeah. And he continues shaking her, yelling, me? What do you mean me? I'm the drama? I'm the problem?
Right.
How could I?
She says that she was scared to tell him the truth, blah, blah, blah.
He doesn't believe her.
Yeah. And he hella gaslights her too. I know that word is thrown around a lot. But this is literally the definition of it. because she tells him, of course I was scared to tell you. Like, don't you remember? You told me to focus on my studies and to not have a boyfriend. And if I did that, you wouldn't like help me out with my school and my education. And then he's like, I never said that.
He literally did say that.
I wish that they would replay the the scene where he says that. At the same time. Yeah, because he says that. And then she's like, oh yeah? Oh, you didn't say that? Then how come you blew the fuck up when you saw me and Mariano hugging? And they were only hugging.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Liar. Gaslighter.
Yeah. So even if she wasn't afraid of that, just his reaction and how violent he is.
Yeah. I mean, he really is. Like, who does that? Physically abusers do that. Like, he's shaking her. Yeah. Just keep your hands to yourself during arguments. Like, there's no need to yell. There's no need to touch the other person at all.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I mean, unless your intent is to control the other person, which, yes, that is his intent.
That is his intent.
I think that novellas paint a picture of that this is what relationships are like, right? That the fights are explosive, that it's not abuse, it's passion. No, it's abuse.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so they go on and on about that, whatever. He does add, oh, I forgot, actually. It's scary because he tells her that he overheard the conversation that she had with Aurora about, you know, Mariano being her first. And Teresa was like, why didn't you tell me the truth? And he's like, oh, no. Yeah, why didn't you? If you heard that, why didn't you ask me?
Why didn't you say anything there and then?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I would have killed you. And I believe it. Like, that's scary. He's scary.
Oh, I thought he said he would have killed Mariano.
I thought he said te hubiera matado. I don't know.
Okay.
It could be either one. I guess.
It could really be
either one. But it's still scary either way because...
Either way.
He would have been violent either way.
And this is over something that's already happened. Like
who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Yep. And he does ask Teresa if she is still in love with Mariano. And then we leave that scene. Speaking of Mariano, we see him next chatting with Aida and Mayra. They're telling her about their drama-filled weekend. And then they start talking about Esperanza. And Mariano's like, and he gets up frustrated because he's like, I don't want to hear this shit.
Yeah. The two are talking shit about Esperanza. And that's, you know, that's Mariano's homie. He's not down for that.
Yeah.
So he gets up because he's not going to partake in this. And then
Mayra starts talking shit about Esperanza. And then Mariano starts to say that Esperanza was the victim of Ruben, but then he corrects himself. He doesn't say that. He says she was a victim of the circumstances. And then Mayra's like, oh, she was Mayra's, a victim?
Yeah.
She's a victim?
Like, shut up, Mayra.
Right. Yeah, she was a victim.
Surely she should know what a sleazy husband.
Yes. Yes. Damn, we're just talking at the same time. So whatever, next scene. We are back to the profe and Teresa. Teresa denies being in love with Mariano. She says that she was just with him because her mom pressured her to, and that she decided to make things work with Mariano because she thought the profe
was out of reach, out of her hand, and Mariano was her only chance of happiness. And so she needed to make it work.
So then we see Juana chatting with Refugio about the Cuernavaca getaway. So Refugio has the nerve to complain that Teresa doesn't visit her enough. But why would she visit her if every time that she does, Refugio talks shit about her and starts a fight for no reason, you know?
Yes, exactly. She's like those parents that are the worst. Those and then fucking they're like, why don't parents? My kids call me?
Yeah.
That's they don't exactly call you because you're a bitch. Thinking.
That's why. Not our dear parents. They're amazing.
No.
Yeah. Other parents.
They do their best and we know.
So then we go back to Teresa and the profe. Teresa tells the profe that she regrets having sex with Mariano because she realized that she couldn't forget the profe, get the profe out of her mind. And then that's when she broke up with Mariano. And I really hate how she says that she regrets que se entregó.
That she gave herself Mariano. Mariano, yes.
It's really it's gross. Like a gross way of thinking about sex, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because you're not anyone's property. You're not giving yourself. You're just doing it.
Exactly.
That's it. It's and the that's thing
like
you do.
The same mentality, I guess, or belief. Like when people say, oh, she gave him everything she had. And it's like, you're socially constructed virginity is not all you have.
You have more, yes.
Yeah, you're not, you know, your purity, quote purity, because what even is that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, that was just really gross. And of course, we've said it early on in this podcast.
Yes, we have.
When Teresa and Mariano, I think, have sex for the first time, we talked about it then. After this, we see Ruben and Genoveva. They're cuddling. Blah, blah. Genoveva ends up telling Ruben that Esperanza is with someone else now. And then we leave them.
And, go ahead. No, sorry. Well, because she alludes that she has a family now, but yeah. Does Ruben really get it?
No,
I don't think he gets it.
I think he thinks like her family, like her immediate family, you know?
Yeah, but he doesn't, no se capta that she's talking about a baby.
Yeah.
But I think that happens like when we go back to them. So that's why I wasn't going to say anything.
No, he doesn't tell her. She doesn't tell him that Esperanza is pregnant.
No, she says, and her new family, like she's talking about the baby.
Yeah.
But he doesn't get that. Yeah.
Okay. What you said, I thought that you were saying that she tells him later.
No, that was saying that this happens later. Part of the conversation.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
This part Nothing of the conversation sense. Between them. It's because I think we cut and go back to them still, or this is where we leave them.
I thought this is where we left it. I don't know.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
My bad.
Don't even say things that you don't know. I took notes.
I'm sorry.
You're here for side commentary only. I'm just kidding.
You're right. No,
we do this shit all the time, though, because, it does go back and forth between different scenes a lot. So it does get confusing. Okay, so we go back to the profe and Teresa. Teresa fake cries until she gets into her room and she calls Aurora. And she tells him that the profe... No, she's still fake crying, you know, on the phone. And she tells him that the profe heard their conversation. And Aurora's like, well, you shouldn't have lied. And this is not the kind of friend I would want in this, you know, during this phone call. I would want her to be like, oh, what an asshole. Why would he make... you know?
But this I is need Aurora, someone to enable and Aurora me. Told her and from the beginning that she shouldn't be lying.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, when you're actually crying, you're actually sad. You don't want anyone to hear like, oh no, look at you suffering from the consequences of your own actions. You want someone to be like, you're right.
Right. So then we see El Doctor Ledesma, whose name is Hernan. I think we said that last time. I don't remember.
Well, yeah. We've said his name.
I didn't remember that.
Sometimes we remember it. Sometimes we don't.
Yeah. So we see Hernan and Esperanza.
Yeah. And Hernan is asking Esperanza, like, why didn't you want to continue the conversation that we started? And then they continue that conversation when he confessed her love to her.
Yeah. And I guess to not go back and forth with them, basically, you know, he's trying to convince her that they should give it a shot, their relationship a shot. And she's like, no, it wouldn't be fair to you because I still love Ruben. And look, why? What is there to love?
Why? Like, there is nothing special. He sucks. He sucks
he's
as a
ugly,
person.
He's bald. No hate against bald people. I'm just saying that is a thing about him.
He's
an asshole. Yeah. He's a liar. He's a cheater. He doesn't even respect his own family and daughter. What does that tell you about the child he's going to have with you? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, yeah. Just give Dr. Ledesma a chance. He's a great person. Dr. Ledesma's like, no, just, you know, give it a chance. With time, I'm sure you can change. And she is, she decided not
for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, not, it wouldn't be fair if she still has feeling for someone else to do this.
Which is true.
But
forget
Ruben
about
sucks.
Ruben. Like, damn. Yeah. He's the worst. Like, I don't understand why he has three fucking women in love with him. Like, I don't see the appeal. I don't. Okay, so we leave them and then we see Luisa and Teresa. She says what's wrong with him and she tells Teresa that he's drinking. So Teresa tells Luisa that she's going to try to get him to stop drinking. But instead...
So she goes into... I guess there's another entrance to where Profe's at because he locked himself in there and Luisa couldn't get in. And Teresa gets in from the top.
Yeah.
The second floor, and she just stands there smiling to him herself while he's like
getting
chugging.
Yeah. And she's like smiling in the most evil way. Like, I think her plan was for
Mr.
him to get
Burns.
Yeah.
Going like that. Excellent.
I think her plan was for him to be drunk and then for them to talk to him again and then for them to make up because, you know, he's too drunk to still be mad or something like that.
Well, yeah. And her ultimate goal is to get out of this marriage safely, alive, divorce with money in hand. And if he reverts to alcoholism, maybe it happens for her, you know?
Yeah. So we go back to Aida and Mariano. Aida asked Mariano to stop hanging out with Esperanza and stop talking to her. And I was like, that is bullshit. So then Mariano's like, you can't ask me that. You don't know what really happened. And Aida's like, okay, well then tell me. And then we leave them only to see the profe having a flashback and drinking. Well, having a flashback while he's chugging alcohol. And Teresa's staring at him from above, watching him get drunk. Evilly.
Yeah.
So then Mariano tells Aida that it wouldn't be a good idea for him to tell her the truth because her parents are trying to reconcile their relationship. But then, you know, she
begs him
and he does end up telling her that Ruben lied to Esperanza and told her that he wanted to get divorced, but Mayra was sick and also Aida was a drug addict, basically, and that she would get worse if he did divorce Mayra. And Aida's like, what the fuck?
Which is messed up to hear as a...
Imagine.
This is your father saying this about you. which I do think that it was like, maybe Mariano should have fought harder not to tell her, but I mean, she was asking. I don't know.
Plus, she's talking shit about Esperanza this whole time, and he's like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Well, this is the truth, you know?
That's true. That's true.
Okay, so then we are back with the profe and Teresa. She tries to talk to him, but he is slurring his words, and he starts yelling at her, and he grabs her head in, like, the most menacing way.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it is. He tells her, well, they keep arguing and fighting, whatever. She's like crying, telling him that she loves him. And he's like, your problems can't be solved or can be fixed by crying. And we leave them. We are back with Aida and Mariano. And she is in just absolute disbelief about Ruben, her dad.
Yeah.
And she's like hella mad. And Mariano's like, you know, it's not good to hold on to, what is that word in English? Rencor?
Yes. Oh my gosh, I don't remember it.
Grudge, like a grudge.
Yes, yeah, it's hard. It's bad to hold grudges.
Yeah, and she's like, okay, it's easy for you to say that because your dad is actually a good person. Which, yes. And then she tells Mariano and about how, you know, it's hard to learn that
these what she type thought, of things.
Yeah, who she thought her dad was is not, you know, who he is. And basically her whole world vision or vision of how things are has shattered, basically.
Yeah.
And yeah, it is hard to.
And yeah, from experience, I can say yes.
In a way, I can relate.
In a way, yeah.
Not the whole way. Because,
no,
a little bit about, yeah.
Yeah, a teensy bit.
So then we're back with Teresa and the profe. Teresa tells the profe, I'll leave if you really want me to. And then she's like, but not like this. We can't leave our love like this. And she kisses him. And then, of course, that works.
And then profe's like, I can't live without you.
Yeah. And they're literally the definition of toxicos.
Yeah. Yeah. Toxic.
They fight AF all the time. Then they're like, oh, I can't live without you. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like,
this is like
stop.
their 10th makeup. Like,
yeah. And of course, they start making out. So after that, we go back to Ruben and Genoveva. And he asked Genoveva for help to get Aida away from Mariano. And Genoveva's like, no. Yeah, she's like, it's a good thing. She needs to be distracted so we can keep stealing money.
Because Aida...
She stays on top of the finances, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. After this, we go to La Vecindad to a Juana and Esperanza scene. Juana asks Esperanza how things went with Hernan. And Esperanza tells Juana about how she rejected, you know, his advances, basically, and how she que no se puede aprovechar de Hernan. And then Juana, because she still loves Ruben. And Ruben. Juana says what we all
like us, yeah,
want to say. And she's like, what the fuck?
Why?
What the fuck
Why?
Is it with Ruben? Yeah. Forget about him. He's fucking trash.
Literal trash.
He is the worst.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we go to a profe and Teresa making out scene, whatever. After this, we see Martin and Paloma. He is giving her some paperwork for a meeting with Mariano or something like that. Paloma is all smiley. And he's like, oh.
He's like, why are you so happy?
Yeah. And he's like, this wouldn't have anything to do with the profe, would it?
And then Paloma pulls a, no way. And she's like, actually, yeah.
Yeah. And then Martin,
like, immediately, like, his smile disappears. He's like, I know. Oh,
as
my
soon
God.
As she's like, yeah. And he's like, ugh.
Yeah.
And y le dice que no se ilusione, which, yes, for her to not get her hopes up. Next, we see the profe and Teresa cuddling in bed after having sex. Teresa tells the profe that she's told him everything, and she asks if he's hiding anything.
He doesn't say anything. He's not going to say.
No.
By the way, I was with Paloma last night.
Yeah. He does eventually tell her, and I think they do separate for a little bit or something like that, if I remember right.
Okay. I don't remember.
I did roll my eyes when the prophet's like, ahora eres mía, solo mía.
And then she's like, sí, soy tuya.
Nada más, solamente tuya. And I'm like, oh my God. Aida confronts Ruben. He says, like, I don't know, good morning, princess, or something like that. And of course, this sets her off. She's like, don't call me princess. She's like, and then she starts yelling at him. He's like, what's going on? And she slaps him.
I was like, oh. I was like, no way. Yeah, she's confronting him about, you know, what she just heard. And so, yeah, she's like, how dare you say all that, you know, all those lies about me, and just bam, slaps him.
It goes back and forth. So she slaps him.
Oh, yeah.
She tells him that she hates him. And then we see Martin and Aurora. They are back in Cuernavaca alone. Wink, wink. And she tells
him.
Wink, wink. Yeah. That she owes him something because her dad interrupted their, I don't know, weekend getaway or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go back to Aida. She keeps talking shit to Ruben, confronting him. He, of course, defends himself by lying on Esperanza, continuing to blame everything on her.
Oh, my God. And it seems like it works.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Because he's a master manipulator.
Manipulator, yeah.
So then we see Martin and Aurora making out, and then we go back to Ruben and Aida. So Ruben gaslights Aida, and for a second, Aida doesn't really believe it because she's like, there's no reason for Mariano to lie about this. Like, he has nothing to gain from this.
And he doesn't.
Yeah. At the end, Ruben does kind of get his way because he's like, don't tell your mom about this. She's like, are you kidding? She's had enough of your bullshit. I'm not going to pile on to her, you know?
Yeah.
But she's like, but I don't believe you and I don't love you anymore. After this, we go back to the profe and Teresa, and the profe asks Teresa for her to not see Mariano anymore at all. And then he also asks her to sleep in the same bedroom as him. And I thought the whole time they were, but then I realized, she has been in her own room.
I'm like, oh my God, have they really had separate rooms this whole time? Like, mm-hmm. I had no idea, which is, a little weird.
After this, we are in La Vecindad. Mariano stops by to see Refugio, and he's like, hey, how are you guys doing? How's Teresa? I'm like, really, Mariano? I thought you were trying to get over her. And, here you are asking how she's doing. And that's what Refugio says. She's like, it's time for you to find happiness and move on.
She's actually, she's so much nicer to him than to her own daughter.
Right? Bullshit.
Yeah.
Sexist, probably.
Yeah.
Internalized sexism. So after this, we see Martin and Aurora. They have sex. They talk about their relationship. It doesn't really matter. It's not important. I just really need to point out how I hate hearing him breathe. Like, out of breath. He's like,
God. I'm like, oh. Yes. I do know exactly what you're talking about.
I hate that shit. I was like, make it stop.
Yeah.
After this, the profe calls Paloma. I don't know why. Like, what could possibly come out of this?
I think his plan is to tell her supposedly to finally leave him alone. But
it's like, why?
Like, he's already done that.
Why indulge this? Why just stop talking to her? You don't need to call her, but whatever.
And so Paloma's all excited about this. But isn't it so funny? Yeah,
because he calls her and he sounds all serious and then she sounds so excited.
I'm just like, Paloma, you're so pathetic.
Really, it's sad. It's so sad.
Truly. Yeah.
Okay, after this, Fernando arrives to the profe's house to talk with the profe. The profe tells Fernando that him and Teresa worked out their issues. And Fernando's like, okay, you worked it out, but you need to forgive and forget.
Which he cannot. He's incapable of doing that.
Yeah, he is. He needs therapy. They both need marriage.
Yes.
And family therapy.
Counseling,
conflict resolution skills. Everything they can get, they need.
Everything, yeah.
All the help out there, they need that. And then Fernando, for some reason, tells the profe que no se descuide de Teresa, because another man can become interested in her. And I'm like, are you talking about yourself?
Oh, for sure. He is. Yeah, he is.
And of course, the profe thinks that he's talking about Mariano, but no, we know he's talking about himself.
We know. Yeah.
After this, we see Luisa and Teresa. And Luisa tells Teresa she's glad that her and the profe made up. And then Luisa's like, I'm worried, though, because you guys used to get along so well, you know, durante el noviazgo. That's what she says.
Okay.
Durante el noviazgo, before you guys got married, and now you guys fight all the time. And then she's like, maybe Fernando is right about marriage not being worth it. But I'm like, Luisa, things don't change after you get married. If you're with the right person in a healthy relationship, things are just the same. Like, is that not why you married the person? Because you like being with them and you're like, I could do this for life.
Yeah. And, you know, as time passes, you have new challenges. They're just toxic people.
Yeah. In a toxic relationship.
Yes.
And then Teresa's like, no, don't believe that. And then, of course, she like tells Luisa, don't even think about moving in before he proposes or before you guys are married. Like, you need to show him your worth, I guess. But I'm like, okay, there's nothing wrong if it's what you want to do.
Honestly, everyone should live together a little bit before they get married.
I think personally. So, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, things change as a couple. Always, right? There's always new steps and new phases of life or whatever.
Yeah.
But things don't have to be a shock or a surprise when you get married if you lived together before, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's so antiquated. Is that the word?
Yes, it is. The word, and it is antiquated.
And if that's what you really want, okay. But if you're not living with the your partner because of society or because of religion or because of your parents' pressure, then fuck that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So after this, well, I guess this happens right after. The profe walks into Teresa's room. This is her room after all. They're not sharing a bedroom still.
I had no idea.
I know. And she's like in the middle of about to take her birth control pill. And the profe's like, no, don't take it. And this was disgusting.
Then he does the most manipulative shit ever.
Yes, yes.
And he's like, well, go on.
Okay. Go on. He's like, the greatest proof of love that you can give me is a son.
I was like, that is not.
I didn't even have the words to say how disgusting that is.
That is so manipulative. And then Teresa is shocked.
Yeah.
He grabs her. She agrees. And then he grabs the birth control and throws it away.
Okay, we go back and forth. Stop.
Sorry. I know. I got excited about it.
But yeah, that's truly disgusting.
Because I can't believe he throws it away. I can't.
Okay, so I guess you could have just said that. Because after this, we just have a pointless Johnny Patty scene. So okay, forget everything I just said. We have a pointless Johnny Patty scene. And then after that, we have a pointless Griselda and Humberto scene.
Both so pointless.
But I did want to point out something from Griselda and Humberto's scene. She tells him that because she's mad at him, whatever. And then she's like, if you really liked me, then you would know what I was thinking. And I'm like, how many toxic relationship beliefs or myths, I don't know what to call them, do we have in this episode? Right?
So many of them. So many like, of them.
We oh have this. No, your partner is not a mind reader. If you want them to know something, tell them.
Communication is key.
Yes. And then before that, we have the profe saying, if you really love me, you'll give me a son. Like, what the F?
I can't live without her anymore.
Ugh. Right? I'm like, wow, that's three in one episode.
Yep.
Okay, so yeah, then we go back to Teresa and the profe, and Teresa's like, okay, we already talked about this and we decided to wait, you know, like enjoy the marriage, enjoy each other without children first. And he's like, well, yeah, but you know, I'm not a jovencito anymore. I want to enjoy my kids and run around with them and play with them and take care of them while I can. And Teresa's like, well, why this change all of a sudden? And I forgot what he tells her in response to that question. Like, I don't remember what he says.
I can't remember. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember. And oh, yeah, like you said, ultimately, Teresa agrees. And then he grabs her pills and he's like, let's forget about these. And he throws them in the trash
anymore. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God.
When he leaves, she digs it out.
Yeah. She digs it right out of the trash and she takes it because she's like, fuck that shit. And you know what? More power to her.
I would have kept the whole thing.
I know. Yeah. And then I would have hid it somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is sad because a lot of women in domestically violent relationships, which this is a domestically violent relationship,
I would
honestly
agree.
Yeah. A lot of women had to hide their birth control and take it in secret. And there's a term.
Oh, sexual. I didn't know that.
Not sexual, reproductive coercion or something like that. I learned about it when I...
Interesting. Yeah, I had no idea.
I learned about it when I was... when I used to volunteer at a domestic violence agency. And yeah, it's a real thing. Like, there's so many different ways that abusive partners abuse. And I don't want to say just say... I don't want to just say men. So many different ways that men
abuse women.
No, that's
why you said partners. Yeah.
And Teresa has, you know, has been victimized by the boyfriend in so many ways. Physically abusive. And now her reproductive health. She has to hide it.
Yeah.
And it's sad because, yeah, I mean, there was a time that women didn't have access to birth control to prevent pregnancies. And it's like, you know, if that was then, she would have had to put up with this shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So after this, Aida and Genoveva are chatting. She tells Genoveva that she doesn't know who to believe, Mariana or her dad. I'm like, seriously, you're questioning that? And Genoveva is like, I don't doubt your father would do that.
She's playing her role well.
She is. And ultimately, she tries to say that, okay, she's like, Esperanza's not that smart. But who do you think would tell her to say this?
And how do they bring it all back to Teresa?
Yeah. Aida's like, Teresa, esa rata. And I'm like, this is such a reach. I can't believe that you're falling for this. Okay, so after this, Teresa and the profe visit Refugio. Not really that important. And then we go back to, or actually we go to Genoveva and Mayra, and they're talking shit about Esperanza and her pregnancy. And I'm like, damn, poor Esperanza. Her ears must be ringing.
She must be hurting right now.
Yes. And then finally, the last scene of this episode, Ruben visits the hospital.
Oh, yes. To go see Mariano and confront him.
Yeah. He calls Mariano un desgraciado. He's like, why are you trying to turn my daughter against me? He talks shit about Esperanza. And then Ruben is like, I know the truth. I know that you're a fucking liar. Did I say Ruben? I meant Mariano.
Mariano says that.
Yeah. He's like, you're a fucking liar. You lied to Esperanza. You're trash. And then Ruben is like, if you really like my daughter, then you would hide this from her. And he basically, at the end of this little argument, conversation, confrontation, he accuses Mariano of wanting to marry Aida because he's a gold digger. And I'm like, really? Mariano's the least.
He's already a doctor.
Time and time again, he has expressed his disinterest in wealth and gaining wealth, right? He's not motivated by money. He didn't become a doctor to make money. He became a doctor because he wanted to help people.
Yes. Yeah. So he's the last person that would be doing that.
Yeah.
And then he's like, if I were ever interested in marrying your daughter, it would be because I think we could have a good marriage. And then instead of taking that, like, okay, then Ruben is like, oh, so you do want to marry my daughter.
And like, where did you hear that from? Yeah. Like, where'd you get that from?
Not what that meant at all. Yeah. And that's where it ends.
And yeah, that's the episode. Episode 75 of Teresa.
Yeah. Let's recap the very telenovela things that happened in this episode.
Slap. We have a slap.
We have a slap.
Someone lost their quote because, you know, we don't believe in this social construct. Somebody lost their virgin. No, actually, let me rephrase that. Someone had sex for the first time.
Yes.
A couple had sex for the first time. There you go.
That's what. Yeah. Yeah. There was like two steamy makeout scenes. Sorry. Two steamy makeout scenes with two different couples is what I meant. Yeah. Someone said, eres un desgraciado.
Yes. We had so many confrontations in this episode. So many arguments.
Yeah.
And of course, we had many, many demonstrations of unhealthy relationships. which are definitely novela things.
Yeah, and I think that's everything.
I think so.
All right, well, send us off, Carmen.
Thank you for listening, everybody. And remember, entre ser o no ser,
tú eres.
Bye.
Bye.